For this Thursday, September 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting on. An Illinois man is behind bars after police say he was caught drunk driving at nearly double the speed limit in a school zone. It happened Tuesday afternoon near Mars Elementary School in Mount Vernon. Deputies say they clocked a truck going 79 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone on State Road 62. The driver, identified as 70-year-old Mark J. Dolan, was pulled over after the truck swerved in its lane. A breath test showed his blood alcohol content was .192, more than twice the legal limit. Dolan was arrested and is now facing several charges, including operating while intoxicated, possession of marijuana, reckless driving, and speeding in a school zone. Prosecutors say if convicted, he could spend up to a year in jail and face a $1,000 fine. Wednesday morning, Posey County officials enacted a burn ban due to dry conditions. This comes a day after Spencer County officials did the same thing. Henderson County and Warrick County also announced a burn ban Wednesday afternoon. Coming up tomorrow and Saturday is the Mount Vernon River Days. It all starts tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with the opening ceremony with the American Legion Post 5 at the stage. Day 1 events last until 10:30 tomorrow night, and then on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. The first event on Saturday is the 5K run at 8 o'clock in the morning. For more information on Mount Vernon River Days and a complete list of the scheduled events, you can visit mountvernonriverdays.com. The University of Southern Indiana hosted an alumni panel discussion ahead of National Policewoman Day at Claymire Hall yesterday afternoon. The free event was in conjunction with USI's Liberal Arts Criminal Justice Department to honor the dedication and impact women have made in local law enforcement. Officers, detectives, and area leaders shared their personal stories about policing and their time at USI. Tomorrow is National Policewoman Day. In sports news, last night in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball lost in four sets at North. The Vikings have an 8-2 record. North Posey boys tennis got beat at home versus Tecumseh 5-0. They are now 9-2 overall and 6-2 in the PAC. Tonight in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball has a home match against Wrights. The JV match is at 5:30 and the varsity match starts at 7 o'clock. North Posey boys soccer takes on Pike Central at home at 5. Mount Vernon girls soccer welcomes South Spencer at 6 o'clock. Mount Vernon boys soccer travels to Gibson Southern at 5:30, while Mount Vernon boys tennis is at Bossy at 4:15, and Mount Vernon girls golf has a road match against Southridge and Tecumseh at 4:30. On Wednesday night in local college sports, Evansville men's soccer tied Xavier at home 3-3. The Purple Aces are 0-2-4 on the season. And this evening in local college sports, Evansville women's soccer has a road contest at UT Martin at 7 o'clock. UE has won 3 straight matches and are 4-1 on the year. That's news and sports for this Thursday, September 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Javin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.